Hey everybody, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls. Of course it is. It's Capes and Scowls. With me today is a man that, I mean, just how do you encapsulate a man of such amazing strength, passion, charm, good looks, vigor, pluckiness, a little daft. I mean, how do you even, audience, I ask you, I implore you, I beg of you, how better than that can you introduce my guest at this time, Mr. Paul Ray, everybody?
Hey, how you doing? Why are they cat calls? Like, that's cat hissing. It's not a cat call. That's opposite of what I wanted.
Oh, I was never good at entrances.
I'd say that you build it up and then you hiss at me. Like, that makes absolutely no sense. He's like, hey, this guy's awesome. By the way, now let's boo at him in cat.
Like, I can't do that.
You booed at me in cat.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good up until that point.
I
don't even like cats, so, like, that's, like, doubly insulting.
Why don't you like cats?
I just don't like cats.
What did a cat do to you?
Huh? They're indifferent. I don't want an animal to pick a side. Yeah, I want them to pick a side. I mean, if they hate me, that's fine. Pick that side. Because then I know.
Many people do.
But, like, I don't. That's wow.
What? A lot of people hate me, too, buddy.
I don't think a lot of people hate
me. I think a lot of people hate you because you're hanging with me.
I'm
a bad influence. Yeah, I'm a bad influence.
I just don't like, I like a dog, because a dog's always happy to see me.
Yeah?
Cats just don't care. And it's like, if I wanted someone who was indifferent or borderline hated me, like, I'd get back into a bad relationship.
Because
at least I'm having sex.
Yeah, that's true. Don't have sex with the cat.
No.
That's weird. So, Paul.
Hi.
On that weird note, plug your stuff.
Are you going to turn the mic off on me again?
I want to, but I'm not going to. No, plug your stuff. Tell them where they are, where you are, where... tell them where they are.
I work with Team Ashen.
You're in a dark room.
I work with Team Ashen. If you want to find us, you can check us out on all social media.
All of them.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Patreon, YouTube.
Duck Press.
Just... What?
Duck Press.
No, we're not on anything on Duck Press.
Quack.
No, nothing on Duck Press. Quack. But search for Team Ashen, Team A-S-H-E-N, and you'll find us.
Team Quaction. Duck Press.
No.
Quack. All right, well, it's nice to have you back on again. You are...
I know, it's been so many years.
Oh, let's not start that again.
It's been literally 10 minutes.
Oh, don't start that again.
Now they're confused. It can be anywhere from 10 minutes to 6 years from now. We don't know.
That's if we're not lying right off the bat.
I know.
We do a little-known YouTube show where we review books, and we have a great time.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, we're a little loopy when we do it, because we do it late on Tuesday.
Yeah, like
I've been working a long shift.
Yeah, you work a long shift. I don't get there till between, like, 7 and 8 o'clock, and then I give you coffee, and it's basically just, like, I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just basically giving you just enough caffeine to push you over the top.
Over the top with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And then we arm wrestle.
We never arm wrestle.
You want to?
No.
Right here next to the microphone?
No, I really don't.
Are you good at arm wrestle? We did arm wrestle.
I'm pretty sure we have not.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Pretty sure we have not.
I don't think I could make that up.
I'm fairly certain we have. If we did, you beat me.
No,
really
I
badly.
Don't think I did.
That's impossible. I am terrible at arm wrestling. I have bad achy elbow joints. I can't put enough pressure.
I swear you destroyed me.
Okay, so we dreamed about you having an arm wrestling contest.
Oh, our dreams are way different, buddy.
And apparently I beat you in an arm wrestling contest in a dream.
No, in real life.
I'm fairly certain I've never won an arm wrestling contest.
You have been in several of my dreams. They've never been weird. Like, you're not doing anything weird in my dreams.
Like arm wrestling, apparently.
Like arm wrestling or wrestling a bear. But you are wearing a cape. And I don't understand. What is the decision there?
I don't know. What does Dream Paul want with a cape?
You twirl it around. Like, you take it, you undo it.
Like a matador?
Kind of.
That's racist.
It's not. It's not intended to be. You're doing it in my dream. Is it subconsciously racist? But I love Spaniards.
So you consciously think I'm either Mexican or Spanish?
Because
those are the only two countries that really have bullfighting as a preference.
They don't have that in Ecuador?
No.
I don't have that in Bridgeton.
Definitely not.
Well, you should start that.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I think bullfighting is a little archaic.
I don't know. Bugs Bunny had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, but that's because he was just dodging it. Like, he didn't have the sword. Like, he wasn't stabbing the bull with it.
No, he did trick it into running face first into an anvil.
Yeah.
And it did hammer his horns through the wooden gate.
Yeah. But again, he wasn't stabbed to death.
Animals love that shit.
He wasn't stabbed to death and then, like, slowly bled out for people's enjoyment.
Look.
Which is what bullfighting is.
Sure. Look, you wear a cape.
Okay.
That's all it's yellow. Cape. It's not red. And it has the letter C on it. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that stands
for. Did you just watch too much Captain Underpants with your kids? And like,
I've never watched that. I'm aware of those books.
I'm trying to think, what is
C? Conquistador. Wait, that's racist too.
Yeah, so, it's like,
so we're learning a lot about me.
You either think I'm a Spaniard or a Mexican.
I don't think you're a Mexican.
And I'm neither.
Although I do like saying that to your face to piss you off. Like, in enticing, exciting. What is the word?
Enraging?
Oh, that one. That's a good one. Yeah,
antagonizing?
So, oh, that's me. Yeah, I am the Daffy Duck to your Bugs Bunny. Yeah, you might get the better of me from time to time, but god damn it, I am going to annoy the shit out of you. You know, it's really sad that kids don't watch Looney Tunes anymore.
I don't know why. It is, and I think they should watch it more.
I love Looney Tunes.
I loved Looney Tunes.
I think the only show I loved more was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I don't think I really liked Rocky and Bullwinkle that much.
Why?
I don't know. It was just something weird about it. Like, I don't know why I didn't like it.
It was amazing.
I liked Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, he was okay.
Chili Willy.
Chili Willy.
Tom and Jerry.
Chili Willy with the plunger and he makes the telephone.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to know. Kids today, they'd see, like, what is he doing with the ice?
Tom and Jerry is really good.
Poor Tom.
I mean, there's some mild racism in that. Like, there's
a lot of racism.
There's a lot of racism in that. There's some blackface. There's some weird, like, mammy jokes. And
mammy.
It's surprisingly racist. I still love it because
you're a racist.
It's part of our childhood. Yeah. And we never took it as racism.
It is kind of interesting to look at what got away. Like, only in the past 20 years, yeah, and that's being generous, did they start censoring these things.
Yeah, because Looney Tunes had it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Looney Tunes had it bad.
Yeah. Looney Tunes would have it whenever, like, Elmer Fudd stuck his face down a barrel of a gun, it would shoot off and
mm-hmm.
Instant shot Jim Crow.
Yeah, it's not cool. Yeah. Well, this is
it's like we know now.
Yeah. This is a racist-sode.
A racist-sode?
Yeah. Racist-sode, episode 2. Paul. What do you think the C stands for on your cape?
I don't know.
Why is it yellow? Is there significance to the yellow?
I don't know. Are you calling me a coward?
No.
Am I the coward of the county?
I don't think so.
The
inside's purple.
Were you dreaming this when, like, listening to Kenny Rogers in the background or something?
I'm very picky with my Kenny Rogers. He can tell me when to hold him and when to fold him. He can tell me what condition his condition's in. But that's about it. I really don't.
Wow, really? You don't...
No, I was...
Never liked Coward of the County? That's fine. Such a good one.
It's fine. I just was too overloaded on Kenny
Rogers. When a man comes to age and beats the hell out of somebody for picking on his woman?
Paul, how are you?
I'm good.
Your cape is yellow. The inside is purple. The C is also purple.
So I'm reverse Batgirl?
Yeah, that's it. You do wear stilettos.
I really don't.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I have a terrible balance. There's no chance in the world I'd ever wear stilettos.
They have, so, like, they're stilettos, but then they've got, like, these big circular things on the heel so you don't fall down. Like training wheels.
Yeah, no.
I think so. It's my dream. You can't tell me otherwise.
I'm
going to go to bed tonight and have this dream. It's going to be great.
About me, it's stilettos and a yellow and purple cape.
The stiletto?
With a C on it.
Yeah, and this, yeah. Conquistador man.
Conquering natives?
I mean, if that's what Conquistador man wants to do. But
pretty much all conquistadors did.
Yeah. I don't know why you're like that.
I don't know why you think I'm like that. I'm not.
Look, I'm just judging you on how I dream it.
I have no control over that.
You do.
I don't.
Stop being so racist in regular life.
Stop dreaming that
natives.
I'm so racist in real life.
I mean, what's your least favorite race, Paul?
My least favorite race?
Yeah.
The human race.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, we're awful. Aren't you glad you came back?
Yeah. Just always interesting.
I keep it interesting.
We take these weird...
Oh, here's a thing. Things. We can... No, shut up. There's a thing we can talk about. You, as of this recording recently, listened to Tapes and Scowls.
Yes.
And
Capes and Scowls bonus content.
Yes. You listened to a bunch of things when you've discovered we existed again. That was like a blank spot in your head.
Again, I knew we always
existed. You had an opinion on. It was me, Cliff, Olivia, and Pat, and we were talking about picking a writer, picking an artist, smushing them together, and picking the property that they work on. And you said you have...
Oh, well, that was a no-brainer. Like, as soon as you guys were talking about it, before you even got to your choices, I had already picked mine.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So what was it?
It's Nick Spencer, J. Scott Campbell on Spider-Man.
You love your J. Scott.
I love J. Scott Campbell art, like, so bad.
But
so
he loves Black Cat, so you essentially want a Black Cat solo story by Nick Spencer.
Well, I mean, we have that in the current arc. Like, Black Cat's very prevalent in the current arc, so...
J. Scott will make sure she's the only character in the book.
Pretty much.
She will sneak it would, under the cover of night, steal jewels from...
Mary Jane. That's the other one.
Clad women, and disappear in the night, and she's just, oh, got him again.
Where's Spider-Man in this whole thing?
He's
just off in the distance somewhere.
Yeah, he's just swinging the wrong direction.
But yeah, like, as soon as you...
Don't overpower me.
As soon as you said that, that's exactly what I was just like. I was like, because I love Nick Spencer on Spider-Man right now. I think he's an amazing writer.
He's very good, yes.
And I would say that to his face, even though, like, his Twitter is, like, protected and still, like...
I don't blame him. Someone threatened his life.
Well, yeah, I mean... Hail Hydra. Someone says Hail Hydra, and then people lose their shit.
Just wait one issue. Just wait one issue.
Just, that's all you needed to do. Just wait one issue, and it would all have been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I had to lose it and go crazy. Tom King's actually getting up to that point now.
Mm.
He actually just had it on his Twitter. Like, he was reporting somebody. And like, the comment was like, why are you reporting this person? And I was just like, I write comic books, and apparently he read one and didn't like it and now wants to kill me.
Yeah. That's please, how you know you made it.
Please stop him. Oh, okay, so we haven't made it yet because I haven't gotten any death threats.
I want to threaten you, but then it'd be
don't
recorded.
Do that. Don't threaten me. Like, we work together too often. It'd just be weird.
Look at them threatening each other.
Would be threatening each other. You'd just be threatening me. Like,
you'll threaten me.
I'm not gonna threaten you.
You have a dark side.
Really don't.
You can't be this power of positivity all the time.
I can be pretty close.
It's really annoying, Paul.
I understand it's annoying. I'm well aware.
God, how did I get hooked up with you? You're too nice.
We've discussed this.
You shrug like.
I'm the yin to your yang. I know it's a twisted yang, but
it's a very twisted yang.
But I'm a very positive yin.
Super straight.
Yeah.
Not all twisted?
Nope. No twist.
Twist.
Used to twist when I was a kid. Lost all that flexibility when I got old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't happen now.
We can get it back.
Probably not.
But we could.
We could.
You wanna?
Not really.
DDP yoga?
I actually think about doing that, actually.
DDP yoga?
Yeah. Like, I'm seeing the guy who, like, can barely walk, and then by the end, he's, like, running. And I was just like...
Yeah, that's an extreme example, but yes, that could be you. But I love DDP. You want to feel the bang?
I just got to see what it would be like on my knees.
Terrible.
Yeah, probably. Because I have bad knees.
Well, you just start with a chair next to you.
There you go.
That's what you usually do, and you just do what you can, even if it looks shitty and it's not correct. You just do as close as you can, and you'll be eventually able to do correctly. And if not, well, you suck. And DDP will come to your house and give you the diamond cutter. Or he'll fuck you and say, feel the bang.
I'd rather get the diamond cutter.
Maybe. I'm sure he's gentle. He doesn't look like he's gentle at all, does
I
he?
I don't think so at all.
No, he looks like he'll just tap that ass.
I think he would RKO the fuck out of me.
No, he won't.
He would. It's the same thing. It's all a diamond cutter.
You don't call it that.
The diamond cutter is, or the RKO is literally just a diamond cutter.
He did it first in the mainstream.
Yeah, it's a diamond cutter.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. An RKO is just a diamond.
Don't call it an RKO. It's disrespectful.
Well, it's because it comes out of nowhere.
True, but it's disrespectful.
DDP would always do his diamond thing before he did a diamond cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, the RKO, it literally just comes out of nowhere.
Sometimes it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, the best one he hit, I loved, was when he did to the Big Show off the top rope, where the Big Show had, prior to whatever this match was, he had chokeslammed him off the top rope. Like, he caught him on the top rope and chokeslammed him off. So he went, put him on the top rope, went to do it again, and on the way down, he turned it into a diamond cutter on the Big Show.
Oh, the best one I saw was...
And the Giant at the time.
Was Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes went to go do a was it a 540 press or was it a frog splash?
I think it was a frogs. No, that was Randy Orton.
No, it had to be Cody Rhodes.
I'm saying it wasn't DDP who did the move.
No, it was RKO. It was Randy Orton. That's what I'm saying. It comes out of nowhere because, like, he went to go do the splash, literally hopped up and met him and came down with an RKO.
His best one is the one he did. Well, there's the one the Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, which was insane. And then there's the one off of the curb stomp. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm. Oh, I gotta look that up.
That's a highlight reel. The other one is, what was his name? Evan Bourne, when he did the shooting star press into an RKO.
That's the one I'm thinking then. Maybe not I think Cody Rhodes.
But Cody Rhodes was, he did like a botched move that Randy caught him and like saved him, basically.
Which is rare, because Randy usually like just hurts people. Like when he botches a move, when somebody botches a move in there, like you see him just get savage.
Yeah, no, he gets mad.
He gets very mad.
He's kind of an ass, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, like, come on, people make mistakes.
Not on my watch.
We're now randomly looking up Randy Orton.
No, you're looking up Team Ashera.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Team Ashera. It's your arch rivals from over the track. They snap. We're gonna get ya.
They're a jet.
We're gonna get ya. It's gonna be a nightmare to edit this episode, but it's gonna be so random. I love it. Do you love it, Paul?
I do.
Good. You fucking better. RKO. Well, there's the match, but RKO... Best RKO.
Ooh, top 10 RKOs.
Yeah, they'll both be on there.
Probably.
All right, let's just watch these RKOs.
In silence.
Yes.
Stupid commercials. We can skip these because they're not ours.
Ha, that's mean. All right, we're going to watch some RKOs. Goodbye.